bag, man, you kind of get hype with it, you know?
No, I didn't get hype.
I was getting hype.
Like, we need to play that. That's our pursuit song.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, welcome to the podcast, LRPD Sworn Identity. Mark Edwards, the one and only Officer
Tolentino.
We call Tino the Great.
You know, that's right.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, joining us today, we're going to talk about the Real-Time Crime Center, new technology, and how it is helping police departments across the country, and who else to bring in other than the sergeant. I'll let you introduce yourself. How about that?
Hello, everybody. I am Sergeant Courtney Bewley, and I am one of the sergeants over the Real-Time Crime Center right now.
There you go. And for most people who don't know, tell us what the Real-Time Crime Center is.
Yeah, so... Real-time crime center can be something different depending on where you are. So for our department, we're housed here in this beautiful new headquarters building. And we basically are like the hub of a lot of different police technologies. We take that and use it in a way where we can leverage that technology to help our officers in the field.
Yeah, and it's become a big thing for 2023. I mean, I think this is the first year we've had it. It's already been a success story. So just briefly tell us how technology has literally transformed policing in the 21st century.
Sure. So I've been here for about 9 years, so I can attest to kind of how things have changed in that time. The crime center itself, and in the capacity that we are right now, this is approximately our 1 year anniversary. So I think this is a good time to sit down and talk about that anyway, to see how we've grown in that year. But thinking back to when I first started, there's a lot of technology that we have now that we've had since then. We did have license plate readers. We did have cameras and all that when I first started. But it wasn't as accessible to everyone. And I think that's the biggest change in that time period since I've been here, is the ability to share these tools with everyone. It doesn't just to belong to some secret squirrel detective squad that only certain people have access to. And so, you know, if we give our officers more tools on their belt and our investigators, then they can do better at their jobs in the field. So I think that's one of the biggest ways that things have changed over that time period.
Yeah, Tino, I mean, I think you and I have talked about this off the show, but the more officers know going into a call, the better.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because, you know, whenever somebody calls our dispatch, and they're just going to give a quick really like summary of what happened, you know, and so that's all the officer gets when they go there. Now with the crime center, of course, you know, they're able to pull up whether it's descriptions of people, you know, maybe what car they're driving, what's they can give you like a bigger picture of what's going on, that once you get there, you kind of have an idea of what you're looking for or who you're looking for, instead of just going up there kind of and essentially kind of almost blinded trying to figure out what's going on from the beginning, you know. So I mean, it's very, 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 very beneficial for officers.
So Sergeant Bewley, take us through a scenario where the Real-Time Crime Center actually got involved in a situation and we were able to apprehend suspects.
Sure. There's so many examples. We try and do something every day. I think one of the, you know, smaller examples could be there's a traffic accident and, you know, you get there as the officer. Driver A wants to say that they had the green light. Driver B wants to say that they did. We can pull up the cameras if we happen to have one in the area. We can see what happened, and we can provide that to the officers on scene. So that's kind of a smaller way. But some of the, you know, bigger, more exciting things. You know, we had an incident where a shooting was broadcast out. Officers were responding to a shooting, and we did happen to have some digital assets in the area, cameras, license plate readers. And we were able to pull up the cameras and see that, one, we couldn't observe anyone that appeared to be shot in the area. So that's good for our officers to know, you know, should they be prepared with their medical gear to treat someone when they get there. But we were able to see people standing around actively possessing firearms, holding a rifle, holding a pistol. They, you know, were postured up like they were looking for maybe somebody to come back and start shooting again.
Right.
So we were able to provide that information because up until then, you know, one or two officers had decided they were going to respond to that scene and try and treat someone that had been shot. And when they realized there's people standing around with weapons, you know, they decided maybe I need to wait for more backup. And they were able to kind of recalculate their response, and they were able to show up and find these individuals that had been in possession of firearms. And at least one of them, they did a records check, found that person was a convicted felon and was not, you know, supposed to be in possession of that firearm.
Right.
So that was a good example of how us working with patrol both enhanced their officer safety when they got there, but we also got a gun off the street and were able to take someone into custody, you know, that, that had a history of using firearms, and we got a gun off the street.
And for those who don't know, LPRs, license plate readers, also help with stolen vehicles, missing persons, and things like that. Just briefly tell us about LPRs and how they've been beneficial.
Sure. So license plate reader technology, we've had that for a number of years. Mm-hmm. It's definitely become more advanced in the last few years, and we've expanded our footprint in that area. Like you said, we can use license plate readers to investigate a multitude of different types of crimes, and not just crimes, you know, being a missing person, that's not a crime. But we've had other agencies, other states reach out to us and say, hey, we had a person who was traveling from Chicago to Louisiana. We no longer are able to make contact with them. Their family is worried. We're just contacting agencies along the interstate corridor between here and there. And we were actually able to find that person's vehicle on license plate readers in North Little Rock and provide that to the family and to that investigator. And it turned out that person was actually fine. Just for whatever reason, they decided that they were going to make a pit stop. But that was really able to provide that family with some closure and with some, you know, relief. We've had another incident where an individual was reported by a family member to have been missing. Mm-hmm. Same kind of scenario. We find the car on the license plate reader and put it out. And then right after that happens, we realize it had also been used in a string of robberies and thefts. And so the officers used the license plate reader technology to track down the last known area of that vehicle. They find the guy, and it turns out he wasn't really missing. He just wasn't talking to his family, and he was out there using his car to commit some crime. So, you know, that kind of had twofold. It we found him, the family had that closure, and we solved the crime.
So what's the peak here? What is the goal? What are we looking at? I mean, what do you see? How far do you see technology taking the policing world to advance and to help in policing?
Our overall goals are, you know, to enhance officer safety. Our goals are to make sure that, you know, we're assisting our investigators when they're looking at these significant crimes in any way that we can. But we are doing that in a way where we balance making sure that we are respecting the public's privacy and, you know, not violating any sort of laws as it comes into that aspect. Mm-hmm. And so making sure we have that balance. And then as far as the future, you know, we will always want to continue our footprint with the cameras and the license plate readers. They've proven to be very, you know, helpful tools for public safety. But just any, you know, any kind of technology, keeping on the forefront of that and figuring out what works for our agency.
And, Targe, I got a question for you. I know you mentioned cameras and all that. When it comes to, like, if I live in Little Rock and I have cameras at my house and I decide, hey, you know, how do I go about providing y'all with that information or like my camera feed or whatever mm-hmm. needs to be if I want to do that?
Registering and I think integrating. And yeah. Because people think that you guys just spy on people constantly.
Absolutely not.
That was my next question. Was do y'all sit in there all day just watching cameras? Yeah. Like
no, we don't have time for that. We have so many other things that we do. You know, the Crime Center is not just about the cameras and the license plate readers, although those are great tools. So we have a program. It's called Connect Little Rock, and we have a website, connectlittlerock.org, where you can go to find more information about it. But basically, there's two avenues to the program. The first one is camera registration. Generally, that's oriented toward our residents, although we do have some businesses that opt into this program. Basically, Mark, if you have a Ring doorbell camera or Blink or whatever brand, any brand that you might have, you go on our website and you register them by telling us your name, your address. You provide us with some contact information. It gets saved. And then if there ends up being an incident in your neighborhood, I can navigate to my map. I just draw a circle on the map that says this is the area I'd like to make contact with these residents. And I'll send you a message saying, we had a suspicious vehicle in your neighborhood between 2 and 3 in the morning. Would you mind looking at your footage and telling us if you see anything suspicious?
Right.
So people can provide that to us from their phones, from their computers. It's pretty easy. And we see that helping in a couple different ways. One, you know, it's convenient. Yeah. So you don't have to, we don't have to go knock on your door and ask for it. But also, you know, we do have some communities where there are people that unfortunately live with a lot of crime around them and they want to be a part of the solution. They want to provide us with that information, But when a uniformed officer goes and knocks on their door, it could cause them some problems from other people in the neighborhood.
Anonymously.
Yeah. So a more secluded way for them to make contact with us and not feel that pressure that might happen in some communities. And we've seen that, and it's been pretty successful.
I was going to ask, just to clarify, so they have to opt in
to do
that. It's not like a default setting for Ring or whatever to share it with the local police department.
Gotcha. So there's literally a link that you can drop the video in, correct?
Yeah, it sends them an email, and we'll give them the details. We'll give them an incident number, and then they can share through that link if they wish to provide us. I know we've sent out a number of those in the last few months. We've actually had an individual, a community member that submitted us a video in relation to a homicide. So, we've used it from things as serious as homicides to I wouldn't call it a non-serious crime, but a property crime versus a violent crime.
Right.
And Sarge, I got a question. When I think of registering, I have a lot of subscriptions that I pay for. So if I'm registering for my camera, does that come with do I got to pay a fee? Is it anything like that, associated with it?
Not at all. It's completely free. And if for some reason you decide that you don't want to participate in the program anymore, you just log in and you delete your account. So it's just as long as you wish to remain a part of it, we'll have that information.
Being a part of the solution is the answer, because community policing is key in this situation. Sergeant Bewley, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Can I talk about integration?
You can talk about integration if you want to.
Absolutely. Go ahead. That's the important second part of the Connect Little Rock
That's right. We were talking about registered, so there's integration.
Yeah.
Let's talk about integration.
Integration is a little more in-depth. So with integration, it generally is our business partners. We also have some schools on board with us. And so that will entail them getting a device. So we call them a core. And we take that core to their location, we plug it in, and that connects to their camera feeds at that location. And that is one where we do have access to those camera feeds in the real-time crime center. And with that one has a cost associated with it, like Tino brought up. This one's a little different since it does require an appliance to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And you can do the gamut with that. It can be something as simple as we can just see all the cameras, or we have some places like hospitals or schools where they may not want us to have everything all the time. Right. And so they tell us, you can have our parking lot cameras, but you can't see the inside unless there's an emergency. And then there's an emergency, they activate that, and we can see those inside. So those partners get to decide what we can see, what we can't see. It's completely in their hands. And so we work together to figure out what's the best solution for each partner site that wants to work with us. And those really help us, respond better to incidents. And it doesn't just help that particular location if they have a crime occur on their campus or their location, but it really helps enhance the whole safety of their general area around them.
So when it comes to them, you mentioned that they can kind of let you know what you can and can't view at any times. Is that something that they just tell you, or on their side of it, can they go in there and do the settings themselves? If you try to access this camera between 8 and 5 p.m., it's not going to work, or how does that work typically?
That's set up on the front end. So we partner with a company called Fusus, and when we are setting up the devices in the beginning, the Fusus technicians are making contact with that property owner. And they're the ones who are getting that information directly from the property owner about what they want us to see. So that way you kind of have that mitigator in the middle where they can feel comfortable that everything's being set up how they want it to be done.
Integrated in businesses is very beneficial when there's an active situation.
Correct.
It allows you to see floor plans and things of that nature.
Yes, we can get the floor plans, and we prefer to get that from our partners so that we know, especially in churches or larger buildings where they might have multiple floors, multiple room numbers, the floor plans and the cameras working together can help us get the officers to the right place when they need to be there.
Sounds good.
I'm just going to add that for anyone listening that's out of state or outside of Little Rock, this is for the real-time crime center in Little Rock only, so that's what we do here. Obviously, if you go to a different state, I'm sure they have different stuff. They do everything. So,
right.
So is Real-Time Crime Center a national kind of initiative?
Yes, absolutely. And it's become a bigger thing. I think you'll start to see them in more and more departments. We were the second one here in our state. The first one was in Jonesboro. Mm. And I just got back a few weeks ago from the Real-Time Crime Center Association conference in New Orleans, where we communicated with other crime centers about best practices, new technologies. Wow. you know, how to make sure we're staying in the forefront of what's going on and making the best decisions. So, you know, we have some other more established places to lean on to make sure that we're, you know, charting forward in the best interest of our community.
Technology and policing. Mm-hmm. It's the future. Yeah. Yeah. It's the future.
I like it.
Well, yeah, Sergeant Bewley, thanks for joining us today. You were actually here with Tino the Great.
Yes.
That's right. Come on.
All right, anybody wanting to email us, you can hit us up, lrpdsworenidentity@gmail.com. We're taking all emails. We'd love to hear from you. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.